Mercury emissions come from both natural sources and industrial activity. Staff scientist Michael Murray of the National Wildlife Federation says businesses are using less mercury in products like paint and batteries.
We still have a few large sectors that are pretty large sources of mercury, coal-fired power plants and other sources like that. Chloralkali plants produce chlorine and caustic soda, use mercury in the process and still release fairly large quantities. But we are, you know, making progress in most of the sectors.
Daniel Engstrom of the Science Museum of Minnesota has examined historical records of lake sediment in remote areas. He says it appears mercury from coal-fired power plants and other human sources have roughly tripled the amount of mercury falling onto waterways. But Engstrom says emission rates from U.S. sources of mercury are dropping.
Now, we also know that mercury emission rates, particularly from the industrialization of China and parts of Southeast Asia, are probably going to overtake those local reductions in emissions, and that we could see a reversal of that trend.
Meaning bad news for game fish that take in and accumulate all that mercury, and for the people who eat a lot of fish. Still, Engstrom says the U.S. and other developed nations have the resources to devise better mercury controls and to export the technology to poorer nations. The more than three dozen mercury experts meeting in Madison are working towards the goal of making policy recommendations at an international conference next summer. The Bush administration recently unveiled a rule change on mercury controls, but Wisconsin and other states have gone to court to block parts of it. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.